Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.
420 is today. If you plan on getting high, look, you're planning on getting high. Just one piece of advice. Just clear your calendar. Make sure that happens, because otherwise, I'm going to tell you a little story. Hot 96.9.
God.
It's happened recently. I was involved. Luckily, I wasn't the victim.
Okay.
That award goes to our producer, Black Machismo. How you doing there, sir?
I'm doing good.
Oh, I was going to say, we're naming names? Okay.
Wow. And I'm going to tell a story, too. I'm going to tell a story. Okay. I mean, he's semi-safe. So, it was a couple weeks ago, and it was just a rough week for Black Machismo. I think in all aspects of his life, he just wanted, like, a day to relax, a nice Friday to relax. Yep. So, I remember the show ended. You know, we did what we had to do, and we were walking out of the building together, and he looks at me, and he goes, whew. He's like, what do you got going on this weekend? And I was like, whatever. And whatever I had going on, what about you? He goes, I just took an edible, man. He's like, I need to relax. It's been a rough week. I'm going to go home, just chill, watch movies, sit back, and laugh.
Okay.
The second he finished his sentence, Pebbles, both of our phones simultaneously go off. And we look, a text message, and I look at him and immediately start laughing. Why? Because we got called back by the boss for a quick 10-minute meeting. That's the key. It was a quick 10-minute meeting. So I laughed because I'm like, we got to go back in there. And he was like, no, it's okay. It's okay. It's only 10 minutes. This won't kick in for about 45 minutes. I'm all good.
Oh, so he had a lot of leeway time.
Yeah.
I got
plenty of time. Yeah. I got plenty of time. So we go back in for the 10-minute meeting.
Uh-huh.
And 5 minutes into the meeting, the boss gets a phone call.
Oh,
and so
Jesus.
Now he's on the phone for like 20 minutes on this phone call.
We know how he is with his phone calls.
Yeah. Black Machismo, I start looking at him. He's sitting next to me and he starts rubbing his legs.
It's kicking in.
Like, what's going on? He looks at me. He goes, I got to go. I got to go. And I'm like, you can't just get up and leave in the middle of this meeting. So the boss finally puts the phone down. Now it was kind of a serious meeting, you know? That mostly I spoke in, because this dude was next to me the whole time looking straight at... You know, like when you try way too hard to, like, pretend that you're, like, engaged? So he was just like, okay, I'm going to really focus here to show that I'm not completely baked out of my mind right now. So what he did was, you need to realize here, so there's this couch that we have that faces one wall, and our boss is to our right. He sits to our right. So we sit on the couch facing one wall, and we turn our heads to the right to look at the boss, or we lean our bodies to the right. I'm doing that. Black Machismo looking straight ahead at the wall in front of him.
Which is not like him, because he's usually very engaging.
Yep. The entire time. He didn't even look over to the boss. He looked straight ahead at the wall. He was focused, though. He was like, I got to show I'm not high, so I'm just going to keep my eyes open and not blink as I'm staring at the wall directly in front of me.
Looking crazy.
Yeah, for about an hour, because we were in that damn meeting for about an hour. So we finally walk out, and I go, how you feeling? And he goes, I need to go, but I can't drive home. So... I left. I got things to do. Apparently, you ended up calling Pebbles to give you a ride.
No. Apparently, if I remember correctly,
right.
I called an Uber.
Uh-huh.
Uber showed up. I couldn't get to them. I mean, they were literally in the parking lot, and I couldn't figure out how to get over there.
He was wandering, wandering around the park. So I drive up to him, and I think it was pouring rain that day, and I'm like, you need a ride?
I was like, walking in a circle.
He was. I'm like, get in the car.
How much did you take?
I don't even know. I can't even remember. It was just, and it was on an empty stomach. So
that
I was
jacked. Ride to his, because I didn't know how to get there. So there were points during the ride where he was like, I don't know which way. I'm like, which way are we going?
Yeah. Forgot directions.
Give me a minute. I don't know where we're going.
Pebbles is driving around in circles.
And the best
part is, I think we've been down this block about 5 times.
Andrew.
Yeah, man.
What happened to you, Andrew?
So, real fast, last year, my friend, you know, my coworker, he says, hey, man, I got something from the 20% club. It's 420. You know, we got these trails at home or, like, near my job. You know, we work in Andover, so we're like, okay, yeah, we'll just go on the trail and whatever. About an hour and a half later, we don't know where we are. We have no cell phone service. We couldn't tell nothing. I mean, we got lost. I mean, really lost. We ended up hopping a fence and asking for our Uber back to work. And it was crazy, man.
Got lost going back to work.
That is classic. Let's talk to, who's this? David. Hi, David. What happened to you?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man?
This isn't work-related, but it's still a pretty good story. So I'm driving home, smoked a little bit, and I wound up running out of gas. Oh. And in a crunch, who do you think to call? I decided to call the police.
Yeah,
no lie about that one. So they come and pick me up to take me to get gas, okay?
Uh-huh.
And the guy is flying down the road at like 100 miles an hour. And I'm in the car. I mean, I'm stoned. And he's like, oh, no, it's cool. No one's on the road right now. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. So we get to the gas station, and I get the gas container. I'm standing at the counter, and the clerk who's looking at me and the cop's looking at me because he wanted to grab a little snack. And he goes, don't you want to put some gas in the container before we take off?
That's classic, man.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.